Growing up on the farm, a look into local agriculture fueled by Kubota. I'm Kimberly Millimans from Exeter Grand Bend's 90.5 MyFM. We are kicking off our Growing Up on the Farm feature here today. We're getting started with Carol Veens of Juicy Fruit Orchards. Carol, thanks so much for joining us today. Can you start by telling us about your family farm? How did it all begin?
Well, I met my husband and we were engaged in 1996. There was a farm for sale just down the road from my parents, just outside of Thedford. It was a potato farm and he put a bid in. It was tendered at the bank. He got the bid and we were married in 1988 and he began starting to plant apple trees that he budded right from rootstock from Holland.
How many generations of your family have worked on this farm?
This is a first generation. So my husband and I bought the farm and this is our first generation. Yeah.
Do you have any kids? Are they involved in the farm today?
We have three children. My oldest son works with us full time, Andrew. He lives just down the road. We bought my family farm from my parents and have since planted that all into fruit trees as well. My daughter, Alicia, she owns and operates Shale Ridge Estate Winery and Cidery. They use all our apples. That's how they got started in that for their cider. She just lives a couple minutes down the other way. And my third son, Brent, he is a salesman for LaSalle Agra, and he also helps out on the farm whenever possible and eventually will be part of it once, you know, he moves on to that next step in his life.
If you had to choose just one moment of your farming career that you are the most proud of, which moment would it be?
There's been many proud moments, especially when all the children, you know, helped out on the farm when they were younger. They all were happy to see, you know, us succeeding in whatever we did. When we went to markets, you know, they'd help me. They were all so proud and waited on customers and they all really wanted us to do well. And without their help, we wouldn't have gotten as far as we have today. So there's many proud moments, even seeing them now, all being so interested in agriculture and have kind of each branched off in their own direction. Yeah, now the grandchildren have started and they already talk about being fruit farmers someday. So we'll see what happens.
With this being a first generation farm, there are still plenty of changes that could take place over the years. Have you seen any changes in your operation since it began?
Absolutely. We started with a little stand on the side of the road. I convinced my husband that we could sell some peaches out there. He didn't think it would work, but the first day we put some out, they were all sold by the end of the day, and it's just evolved ever since that. A few years later, we built a little bigger market on the road, and then a few years after that, we built a large building. Then we started at farm markets in Grand Bend and Exeter, and from there, we bought the Ravenswood Market, which we now own on Highway 21. And every year we have continued to grow nonstop.
And obviously the community plays such a big role, no matter the business you run. How has the community supported you and your farm's growth over the years?
Well, that's been a huge thing. Our neighbors started out supporting us with our little market on the road, and it's just continued on from there. We know so many people in the area, even from going to different markets. We've went to Grand Bend, and then we went to the Exeter Market. You just meet so many more people. They become really loyal, valued customers of ours. They actually become our friends, and we're so fortunate to have so many wonderful customers that keep coming back year after year.
Exeter Grand Bend's 90.5 MyFM. Make sure you check back in next Tuesday for our next Growing Up on the Farm feature. Carol, thanks so much for joining us today.
You're welcome.